This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The African traditional religion voodoo is regarded in much of the world as a black magic cult. Some Christians in coastal West Africa, where voodoo is widely practiced, oppose it as superstition, or worse, a kind of Satanism. Voodoo practitioners acknowledge it can be used for evil, but they say in practice, the positive outweighs the bad. NPR's John Burnett has the final report on voodoo in this National Geographic radio expedition.
Unforgettable West Africa. Sacred baobab trees whose giant trunks can take five men to encircle. Yellow-headed lizards sunning on the red earth. Street vendors selling gasoline from tear-shaped bottles. But there's nothing quite so memorable as a particular open-air market in Lomé, the capital city of Togo.
We are in the fetish market of Togo. It's one of the biggest fetish markets in West Africa.
Our guide, Godfried Agbazudor, uses fetish in its voodoo vernacular to mean statues and talismans that represent deities. He stands in front of a large table displaying a ghoulish assortment of dried animal heads.
Here we have so many heads of animals, counting from the vulture to snakes, to the monkey skulls, to horse heads, turtle, goat heads, cobras, owls, and so forth and so on.
Just as I'm beginning to wonder if this is all for tourists, a well-dressed young man speeds up on a yellow moped and begins to barter with a vendor.
The customer is looking for a rat tail and a dried chameleon. The initial price was 800 CFA francs, but finally they've arrived at 500.
He zooms back into the chaotic streets of Lomé, a successful customer with a rat tail and a dried chameleon for under a dollar. The animal remains, arranged neatly according to type, are used in voodoo rituals and for making traditional medicines based on superstition. For example, a potion made from an ape skull would help your memory, one from an elephant bone to give an athlete strength, and so on. The market chief, a thin man named Felix, in sunglasses and a tan leisure suit, says the owls and vultures would be used to make a black powder to counteract a curse.
Because owls and the vultures, they are some bad birds. So we use a bat to fight the bats.
In the United States, there's this belief that through voodoo, you can do harm to someone by getting a doll and then sticking pins in it. Is that based in any belief here?
Yes. People do that here to do bad for some person. They will make some ceremony and call your name seven times to put your soul in the statues. And after, they take the nail to broke the eye and you have a bat for your eyes. But here, we don't do that. We are here to do good. Here, we have no bad spirit in the market.
It's funny. Everywhere I ask about the dark side of voodoo, people explain it, like Felix describing how to gouge the eyes out of a statue, but then they deny having anything to do with it. Martina de Souza is a museum guide and a voodoo believer in the Atlantic coastal city of Ouidah in the Republic of Benin.
We know that voodoo is good and the evil side is bo. It's not voodoo, it's bo. Some bad curse that you can put on people. You can change the destiny, you can kill.
As a rule, she says voodoo priests don't put hexes on people. For that, you would visit a sorcerer called a botono who practices bo.
You go to a botono, okay, Martin is a successful lady. I want her to die, I want her to be sick. Okay, give me money. Bo is the evil.
Anthropologist Wade Davis has traveled to West Africa to witness voodoo as part of the National Geographic Society's Ethnosphere project to celebrate the world's cultures. Having written a book on Haitian voodoo, Davis understands the prevalence of witchcraft in the religion, but he sees it in a larger context.
To ask why there's sorcery in voodoo is to ask why there's evil in the universe. In other words, all religions have this notion of light and darkness, and in Christianity we have it in the image of the fallen archangel who becomes a devil and the Christ child who is a son of God. The whole point is to make manifest the darkness so that the goodness can overwhelm it.
In one respect, voodoo is no different from most other religions. Followers appeal to divine powers to assure their success in life. But Christian missionaries don't see it that way. Inside a quiet, fenced enclave in central Lomé, a spiritual war is being waged against the spirits of voodoo.
In my mind, they're false gods, and they're influenced by the evil one, Satan, is blinding the people's eyes to think that their ancestors who are dead and gone are still controlling their lives, and we don't believe that's true.
That's Pastor Bernie Smith from Lafayette, Indiana. He's been a pastor for 10 years here at the West African Advanced School of Theology. It's run by the U.S.-based Assemblies of God. Converts like these women at a midday prayer service have burned their voodoo fetishes and committed their lives to Jesus. Back in their home villages, evangelizing can be rough. In one town, Assembly of God senior pastor Jean Bondet says a voodoo priest tried to bewitch a new pastor.
The voodoo priest warned him that he will kill him spiritually. In fact, he was attacked and he broke his leg. And the voodoo priest told him, this is only the beginning. You will see what will happen to you.
So you believe voodoo is quite real?
No doubt about that. The voodoo has a power, but the power is not equal to the power of Christ. That is what we preach.
Vodun, as it's called here in French West Africa, has survived efforts like this by Protestant evangelists. Over the centuries, it has withstood slavery, the Catholic Church, and colonialism. Today, the ancient tradition is thriving, says Wade Davis. As an anthropologist, he's worked in 45 countries, many of them where native cultures are coming unraveled.
This is not a place like Australia that has lost 120 languages in the last century, or Brazil that's lost an equal number. We have, within a mere week, witnessed a dozen extraordinary ceremonies that, by definition, reach back to some kind of mystical past. And to come to West Africa and have it all here, all intact, all in front of us, is to fill yourself with a kind of a redemptive sense of hope.
A retired Catholic priest who settled in Togo says followers of voodoo do convert to Christianity and leave the cult. But over time, he's observed, they return to the animal sacrifices, the veneration of fetishes, the dances with the spirits. The pull of voodoo is so powerful, he says, it seems embedded in the earth of West Africa. For Radio Expeditions, I'm John Burnett, NPR News.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR News and the National Geographic Society. There are photographs and more on voodoo at npr.org.